Hello?
Hi, my name is Carla. I'm returning the call back from customer support. Can I have your zip code so I can locate that account?
59301.
That was 59301. Can I have your first and last name?
Cheryl Euland.
Can you verify that address for me, please?
What address?
Your shipping address.
Considering I didn't buy anything, I don't believe you would have my
Okay, I have 600
shipping
Bridge
address.
Street.
That's my business address.
Okay, give me one moment while your account loads so I can see what we have going on. Looks like we have you for a tactical bag that
I will say, yeah, I got the tactical bag, but that was quite a long time ago, and pretty sure I already paid for that. And now, last month, there was another charge on my card for something, and I
Did you
figured,
order
well, go ahead.
and you also ordered a bracelet for $9.97?
I have not received a bracelet. Do you want to tell me what else I ordered?
Nope.
Nope. And now there's a new charge on my card for $67 and some odd cents for just posted, is purchased yesterday. And I can guarantee you I wasn't anywhere near your website yesterday at all.
Well, ma'am, when you ordered the tactical bag, you automatically entered our Factory Direct Savings Club.
I did what?
So you automatically were entered into our Factory Direct Savings Club. So you became a member when you paid the $5.74 for the tactical bag for shipping and handling.
Okay.
So you
So
should have
I
received
entered into a
$125.
membership for what? I entered into a membership for what? For you to charge my card and not send me anything? So
Well,
you just keep
you said you
charging
had
my
got the
card.
tactical bag.
I got the tactical bag, but you said that there were a couple other orders. And I have seen things charged on my card. I got one last month. I
And
got
you
a
say you
charge on
didn't
my card
receive
last month.
the
I got a
bracelet.
charge on my card this month. And guess what? Last month I didn't get anything. And this month I have, I mean, normally you would send out an email, "Hey, this is what we're sending out. This is what we're going to charge your card for. Here's your invoice for the products that you agreed to buy." I have gotten nothing. So therefore, you can refund that $67 on my card. You can take the $62 from last month and shove it up your butt, and you can take me off of your membership. Because if you're going to charge my card, by God, I better get the products.
I
I got the
understand.
tactical bag. That's the only thing I got, and I have been charged multiple times for things that I have not gotten. That's on you. That's not on me. So take
It
my
said
membership.
that was delivered, that bracelet was delivered on October 18th, and that was today. Oh, that was today.
And what the hell is a bracelet?
Survival bracelet is what it says.
Okay, what is a survival bracelet? Because I have not gotten any bracelets. What's a
It
survival bracelet? I
said
went to your
it said it
website
was
to look it
delivered
up.
at oh no, that was October
Oh,
18th.
no. Oh, of course not. No, you can't find anything because I did not. I got the bag. I got the tactical bag, which definitely overpaid for that. So
okay.
You can cancel this membership because this is bullshit. I get no invoice for what you're sending. I have no idea what you're sending. I don't agree for you to send me anything. I don't go to your website and order anything. So cancel the membership and refund the damn money for whatever you just charged me for.
Okay. What I can do for you is decline. Well, I can cancel that account, and I can offer you a 35% refund on the $67.
Oh, no. 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 You either do this properly, or I will have my credit card deal with it. You either do this properly, you refund the entire amount of the money that you just charged my card.
Ma'am,
no,
I do have...
There is no excuse for you... For you doing that. There is no excuse. I received no invoice. I received no notification that you were sending me anything. I received no notification that I signed up for anything. You refund the goddamn $67 or I will have my credit card deal with it and you can be taken to court for fraud. How's that? So refund
okay.
the damn
What
money.
Can I offer you the 50%?
Cancel? No. There is no offering here. I am done. You cancel that membership. You refund my money. And that's it.
Okay, ma'am. Give me one moment, please, so I can refund you your money and cancel this account.
That would be a great thing.
All right. Hold a second. Ma'am, I'm going to give you a cancellation number. Your whole 6732 was refunded.
Okay. So what was I charged for last month on 1015 for 6732 from you?
Same thing.
I know. What is it for?
That was your membership.
You charge 6734 a month?
Yeah. And we send you a $125 voucher to your email. And if it's not in your email, it's in your spam. It's not in your spam, it's in your junk. That's what it was. They charge you every month.
I have never received an email from you guys.
Well, you maybe should check your spam and your junk mail.
I just checked my entire, I went through my entire email.
Well, ma'am, is your email still smoking at midrivers.com?
Midrivers, MIDRIVRS. Midrivers.
IVR what?
MIDRIVERS.
ERS, that's why you haven't received it. Okay. I gotta go into the account. So you still receive this, you still be able to use it. So DRIVES.
ERS.
MIDRIVERS.com.
Correct. And since there's no way to, and there is nothing on your webpage under the terms and conditions that I signed up for anything to be charged to me on a monthly basis.
Sorry for the inconvenience, ma'am. You must look at it well because it is in your terms and conditions.
I did. I read through them before I called you. I read through them again while I waited 45 minutes on the phone on hold. I read through every single one of them, and not one. There is not one thing in there that says that I signed up for a membership that's going to cost me $67.32 a month. Nothing. There is nothing in there that says that I will automatically be sent whatever you want to send me and be charged whatever you want to charge me. There is nothing in there.
Well, ma'am.
So I appreciate the fact that you refunded my $67.32.
And I'm canceling your account.
And cancel that account. And I will be sure to tell everybody that is on the site that I clicked that link on that you guys are a fraud. I will make sure everybody knows about it. I will post it on every social media account that I have, and I have plenty because I am a business owner, and that is unethical. But it is not unethical to turn people in and have them refuse to click on your advertisements because That's bull. It says right here, if you click on our site, click on it. That does what? Clicking on your site binds you to an agreement to look at your products, binds you to an agreement for something that is not actually listed out in your terms and conditions. Just clicking on it, that's bullshit. So I want an email sent to my email box from you that says that my account is closed and no further charges will be charged to my credit card. I want it stated. I want it written out in black and white.
Okay, ma'am.
So once you get done canceling it, you email me that confirmation that it is canceled and that no further charges will be charged to my account.
Oh, man, when I canceled it, you would no longer have any charges to your account. It is canceled.
Excuse me?
It has been canceled. You will no longer receive any more
billing
from this account.
I want written verification that my account has been closed. and that no further charges will be made to my account, my card. That is what I want. That is my terms and conditions.
Okay, ma'am. It will be sent. You have a nice day. If you have any more problems, thanks for calling customer support. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.